Richard, disappointing day. Chances were there to win that game, but unfortunately it didn't happen. How do you feel at this particular time?
Obviously, we feel pretty low. It's a desperate, disappointing day for us. But, you know, ultimately it didn't really boil down to today or even last week. I just think over the course of the season we were a few points shy. And yeah, it's just disappointing. We just gave ourselves an uphill task this weekend. We gave everything, especially in the first half. Second half, we weren't quite at the races and left it very late, obviously, to get that score. But yeah, it's just a real tough day.
Conditions didn't help either. I mean, obviously both sides, but I mean, it was a bit of a lottery at times, and especially when the ball went on the ground. I mean, you know, the charge down kick that they got, in normal circumstances, that might never have happened.
Yeah, conditions did. They made it really tough. And that's what I was so pleased about in the first half, is that we executed our game plan well. You know, we kept them in their own half for the majority, and, you know, 10 points up at half time and they have a guy sent off. It was a pretty good position for us, but as I say, second half, that early score by them was just a real sucker punch for us.
Yeah, it seemed to be that the man being sent off almost lifted their side. But, I mean, the thing was that, I mean, in that first 20 minutes, they were quite happy just to play the game and let you guys do everything that was happening. And I mean, certainly once the scrum got in charge, I mean, the penalty try was a real bonus. But, unfortunately, it just didn't build from there.
It didn't. As I say, in the second half, we just couldn't build on that. We found it tough to get field position. They come out and their game plan was just obviously to keep the ball in our half, which is what they have to do. They had a 16-point lead. So, the, you know, fair play to Clonmel. They came here, they did what they had to do, made it tough for us, and, you know, it was just we just couldn't do enough.
Well, I mean, obviously from your point of view, it's early days yet, but I mean, obviously, will you be considering what you're going to do next season, or has that been even talked about? I'm not even going to ask you for a yes or no answer, but I'm sure, you know, it is really disappointing, because to get so far this season and to get into the playoffs, you know, and with a chance here today to resurrect and start again next season, and that's the hardest part to take.
Look, it is, and it's tough to talk about it in the immediate aftermath. You know, we obviously, it's been a really draining season for players, coaches, everybody involved, and I think we just need to take a few weeks away from it now at this stage and try and relax. But we said to the guys before the game that no matter what happened, you know, the world will keep turning, life goes on, and when the dust settles, it's, you know, we will just prepare for next season like it's any other season.
Well, I mean, that's it, Richard. I appreciate what you said there, because I know it's not easy, and it's major disappointment for yourself and for Chris and the rest of the panel and the team and the club. But as I say, I mentioned yesterday that I joined the club in 1962, and it's now a long time since then. But we've always risen from the ashes. Three times we've gone down and three times we've come up. So never say never.
Yeah, we'll be back. I know we'll give it our best crack anyway, but we just need to get over this disappointment today. There'll be plenty of other good days ahead, I'm sure.